The Rangers have won 7 in a row as they take on the Phillies Wednesday. Rookie Jared Hoying is starting at center field. He'd have a big game. Top of the third, it's already 2-0 Texas. Andrew Kashner's pitching. Odubel Herrera's at the plate bidding for a base hit.
This one looped out toward left field. The Shields racing on. It goes into a slide to make a great catch. Two away. Herrera robbed of a hit, and Hernandez quickly had to scamper back to first. We're at the bottom of the third, 4-0 Rangers. They have scored 3 runs on sack flies and 1 on a wild pitch now.
Swing and a line drive over Hernandez, base hit into right. Here comes Hoying, the Shields easily around third. And for Shin-Soo Choo, it's a 2-run single to give the Rangers a 6-0 lead.
Base hit through into left field. Into third base and coming to the plate, Mazzara. He'll score. Odor drives him home, and it's 7-0 Rangers. And Hoying turns this one deep into right field, back to the wall, and it is gone. That's a home run. And Hoying just sneaks it out over the fence. 2-run shot makes it 9-0.
Congratulations to Jared Hoying, his first ever big league home run, and look at that smile right there, a moment that he will never, ever forget. Look at that smile. That is fantastic. Teammates congratulating him, happy for him.
Well, golfed out to center, and a leaping catch out there by Hoying. Hit his first career home run, and a really great reaction on that one to haul it in for out number 2.
Into his motion he goes, the 2-2 pitch, fastball in there for a call, third strike. And if that's to be the final pitch for Kashner, he exits on a high note, even though he gives up a couple of runs here in the 7th inning on the Saunders home run.
9-3 Rangers is your final. They have won 8 in a row. Delino DeShields matches a career high with 4 hits, all singles including 2 bunts and another infield hit. 17 hits for Texas, first win for Andrew Kashner. He goes 7 innings, allowing 2 runs. Here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister.
Delino shows up for us. Hoying shows up for us. Choo coming back off of a back issue. It's big. When you're not at what you'd call full strength of regular guys to have, that's what we talk about. Just, hey, when plan A doesn't work out, there's a plan B. And when plan B is ready, and they contribute, it's especially in this type of situation where kind of keep some things going for us. It's huge. It's a great lift for a team. It gives the rest of that crew of guys great confidence to go play the game and allow themselves to play the game the way they need to.
How do you envision Hoying's role while Gomez is down?
Well, he's playing center field. That's what he's going to do. I mean, we brought him up with that in mind, and obviously a huge night for him. First, a lot of firsts for him tonight. Some of what we've seen before in spring training, I know it hasn't shown up necessarily at the major league level in the times that he's been here. However, we feel confident in who he is and what he can, and so I think we saw a little bit last night. He put the barrel on a couple of baseballs that he hit hard, and then tonight, obviously, at the plate, but defensively also.
So you had 3 sacrifice flies, 2 bunt hits, 1 hit and run, Rougned Odor, which you remember. I mean, that's pretty good manufacturing, is it not?
Yes, it is, and that's what we talked about when Choo and Gomez, you take those 2 hitters out of the lineup, and then you go into a different mode. You go into, okay, what can we do to put some runs on the board? We know we have speed. We know we have some guys that can lay the ball on the ground and draw some walks also. It set up some situations last few games that have allowed these guys to do the things that maybe a different skill set in their toolbox, and that's when times like this, that's what you have to do, and it puts pressure on the defense. It forces some teams to play you differently, to look at you differently, and then I believe that allows some of the other skill sets to show up also.
finally get the opportunity to put Austin Bimmins-Dirks in the game today. Just that, I know you relish those moments.
Yeah, it's just the complete backstory. You know, guys like that, it's obviously emotional for everybody. They couldn't wait. It's look, I had a number of guys that came to me in the dugout tonight going, look, this is a night. And I said, I get it. We're going to get him in there. And they love the guy. They love the story. They relish in it also. And it's fun for everybody. You notice that every single player was up on the rail. They were clapping as soon as his name was called. He had a lot of advocates in that dugout tonight. So it's fun. That's what's great about our game. When you get a guy like this who was out of organized baseball at one point, he was teammates with a number of our guys in the minor leagues on our team, and they love the guy. And just to get him in a game, I know that there were probably a couple opportunities earlier. I know in San Diego situation, but. Well worth the wait, I'm sure, for him. Well worth the wait for all of our guys. They all applauded him, the hugs, the smiles. It's worth sitting in this seat and being able to have a hand in things like that.
32-year-old rookie Austin Bimmins-Dirks made his major league debut after 12 years in the minors on Wednesday. Here's Bimmins-Dirks on the experience.
It was, you know, just a lot of fun. It's everything that I had hoped and dreamed for, and before I got out there and threw that first pitch, I had to, you know, take a step back and try to take it all in, take a deep breath, and, you know, just go out there and try to throw strikes.
Were you able to get a glimpse of the dugout and the way those guys received you?
I could hear them a little bit, which usually it's kind of rare. Usually I don't hear much when I'm out there, but I could definitely hear them, and, you know, it was nice. The crowd here at Rangers Stadium gave me a very warm welcome, and that was, you know, that was awesome.
Manny talked about the fact that you had a lot of advocates in the dugout tonight, all telling him tonight's the night, he's got to get in tonight. What does that mean to you to know that your teammates were lobbying for you to get in the game?
It's nice to have people in your corner. You know, that makes it a little easier to go out there and, you know, do your job. If you feel like you can go out there and you have plenty of support behind you, it helps a lot in your confidence and, you know, your nerves a little bit.
Rookie Jared Hoying has his first big game, going 4-for-4, including hitting his first career home run and his second start replacing the injured Carlos Gomez in center field. Here's Hoying on his game.
First of all, we won. Great game by everybody. Cashner had a great start, and you know, it was nice to contribute a little bit, so it was a fun night.
I've seen a lot of smiles come around at third base and toward home. Yours might have been the biggest I've ever seen. What were those emotions going through after your first major league home run?
I mean, I've been waiting a long time for that one. I couldn't hold a smile in. I never can. Just a pretty happy moment. Pretty unbelievable. I'll never forget that one.
The series finale is Thursday. Nick Pivetta goes for Philly. Martin Perez for Texas.